like I did before. But before you smile and walk through the door, darling, I don't wanna cry. Come and go like the morning sun. I was so serious, but you were having fun. Now, baby, now I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry no more. No, darling, no more. Welcome to my lips. Welcome to my arms, oh, welcome to my heart. Girl, you are welcome to everything I have to offer you. So come on and not take it, take any part. Yeah, 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 now mama, I know I've been wrong. Before you get here, I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry no more. No, darling, no more. Come on, walk on in. Walk on in. You can come on in. Baby, 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 walk on in.
Chuck Jackson, I Don't Want to Cry, a hit for him in the 1961, and also a song that was arranged by Carole King. Hey, welcome into the Birmingham Record Collectors Show, the BRC radio show brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama, each week. We hope you're going to enjoy the show today. We've got the guys from the club back with us today. They've been sent over here to pick out some music, so I'm just going to turn it over to them and just say, hey, who's on first?
That would be me, Charlie. I've got a couple of records to start off the summer with. You know, last week was the first day of summer. Of course, in the South, it starts about April. So I got a couple of summer songs. First up, you know, common hit, but it's one I love, called Summer by War. Second one is a song by Chicago, which mentioned the 4th of July, which will be coming up here real quick. Saturday in the Park. And third up is a kind of a rare answer song from the Girlfriends, and it's called Four Shy Girls. It's on the Pioneer label, and it kind of answers the song Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Polka Dot Bikini from 1960 or 61, the Girlfriends. We'll spin that one and see what it's like.
Playing audio. I brought a few more of the rare soul and dance music, a number from the early 70s, I Still Love You by Harry Deal and the Galaxies is what we'll lead off with here. I Still Love You.
Say
Okay, Charlie, next up is Herbert Hunter on a small label called Spar out of Nashville. There was some pretty good stuff off of this label, doing a soul tune off of the Northern Soul Legend called Isn't It a Wonderful to Dream from the 1960s.
Today she didn't even look my way. Oh, but tomorrow will be another day. Isn't it wonderful to dream? And if I keep dreaming, maybe all of my dreams will come true. That I can't wait. You know that I've already made plans for our first date. Isn't it wonderful to dream? And if I keep dreaming, maybe all of my dreams will come true. Oh, 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 oh. I can hear the organ playing soft music, and I can see us walking down the aisle. I can hear the preacher ask the question, and you're saying yes with a smile. Oh yes, with a home and a family, and you as my wife. You know that we'll live a long and a happy life. Isn't it wonderful to dream? And if I keep dreaming, maybe all of my dreams will come true. Oh, oh, it's a wonderful to dream.
Next, Charlie, we have Inez and Charlie Fox, the rhythm and blues duo from North Carolina that I and Casey Kasem thought were husband and wife, but wrong. Charlie Fox is 3 years older than his sister Inez. They had a couple of hits played here, Mockingbird, that was on the charts there, number 7, and Hurt by Love, number 54. But for us, we're going to take a lesser-known but catchy little old song called Baby, Take It All from the early 70s.
I'm Hey, Charlie, glad to be here again for another great week of rock and roll and blues, as I put it, because, you know, I bring mostly the blues. Today, I've got three by Mr. Albert King. Albert was born in 1923 in Indianola, Mississippi. Now, that's where B.B. was born. He was born in Itabita, a few miles up the road. His first guitar that he played back in the 40s was a cigar box that he had put together and fashioned into a guitar. And in 1942, he bought his first guitar for $1.25. He earned it driving tractor while working in the fields. Here's Albert King singing his greatest hit, in my opinion, and probably yours too, Born Under a Bad Sign, from 1967.
You know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad sign. Been down since I began to call. If it wasn't
a bad sign. Wow, what a record. Albert grew up, in Indianola till he was five, and then his mother remarried. They moved to Arkansas. Albert grew to be a very large man, 250, 60 pounds, 6 foot four, and he always looked very distinguished with a pipe usually in his mouth. This next song by him, one of his other biggest hits, Laundromat Blues, came out in 1966. Give a listen.
You've been meeting your man down at the local laundromat. I say you've been meeting your man, babe, down at the local laundromat. I done got wife, and daddy ain't going for grab your old blouse or two. Yeah, you get up early every morning and you grab your old blouse or two. While your man is waiting on you, you better hear my warning. I'm getting madder every day. Day. I don't want you to get so clean, baby. You just might wash your life away.
Laundromat Blues. Two more things that stood Albert King apart from many of the other blues performers at that time was he was the first to be playing on the Gibson Flying V guitar, and also he started out using a pick as most guitar players did. However, he'd be playing so fast, he said, the pick would just fly out of his hands across the room, and so he said to heck with it. He couldn't keep himself in picks, so he just started playing with the meat of his thumb, and he was noted for one of the first ones to do that. This last song is another big one by him. It's called Blues at Sunrise from 1968.
so deeply in the well. While the sunrise and the east lover, it's so deeply in the west. I've been looking for my lover, and I haven't found it yet. I'm gonna call up China and see if my baby's over there. My woman's over there. Well, I've searched the whole world over. I can't find my lover nowhere. She won't write me no letter. Won't even call me on the telephone. No, she won't write me no letter. She won't even call me on the telephone. Well, I haven't had no real good loving since that gal of mine been gone. Woo.
want me like I want you. Well, someday, baby, you're gonna want me like I want you.
All right, Jimmy Jones of handyman fame was born here in my hometown, Birmingham, Alabama, in 1937. He had a band called the Sparks of Rhythm, and then a band called the Savoys, which later became the Pretenders. What I'm going to play for you here is an early release, 1956. It's called Lover, by Jimmy Jones and the Pretenders, from 1956. Okay, I first learned about Marvin Gaye from the Rolling Stones off their first album. They did Hitchhike. And that led me to Marvin Gaye. So I'm going to play Hitchhike from 1963, which made number 30 on the Billboard charts and number 12 on the R&B charts. Marvin Gaye, Hitchhike. And following that up, we're going to do an old song that some consider to be one of the first rock and roll songs, Rocket 88, first done by Jackie Brinston, 1951. With Ike Turner's band, but I'm going to play James Cotton's version of Rocket 88. This is from 1975.
Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you.
Okay, Charlie, next coming up is Jackie Ross. And ask the question, if you've got what you want, what would you give? Ross sang gospel with her parents on the radio show. Both of them were preachers. Then later on, signed on with Chess label to record Selfish One, which was a number 11 on the Hot 100. Charlie, let's hear this one from 1972. What would you give? A soul singer from Philadelphia released just three singles, Charlie. Of the three, this I thought may be the best from 1967 on the Compass label. Actions speak louder than words.
When you are down, no one's around. Times are bad and you feel sad. No, just a so don't try to hide your girl. All the women that came in town, honey, no, listen, baby. So come on and show me. Let's tell about you that you don't know me. Yeah, honey, listen, baby. Love can grow into reality, reality. With all the feelings inside me. If you only knew the love that I could offer you, just trust in me every day. Then I'll come for each day to a love for something I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, for my last here, Charlie, I've got James Carr. In his nightly prayer, he asked the Lord to keep competition away from his girl, a fine popcorn soul sound that is typical of the rendition of the 60s soul music. Let's listen to Lover's Competition on the Gold Wax from 1965.
Now leave me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my love to keep him away from all her charms. I don't want to lose her from my arms. I know there is danger there in losing the one that I love. That's why I'm asking you now for help from up above. Competition is mighty strong. Make him leave my girl alone. I know you can't if you try. I don't want to lose her to that guy. I can never take the tears of her pain. I can never face someone taking my place. Competition is mighty strong. Make him leave my little girl alone. I know you can if you try. I don't want to lose her to that guy.
Thanks, guys. It was a great show. A lot of good music. I would say I've heard maybe two of those. But anyway, it was a lot of good stuff. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming. And don't forget to check us back again on BRC Radio, brought to you by Birmingham Record Collectors, Birmingham, Alabama. And these guys will be back with us soon. Looking forward to that. All right, we're going to go out today with the Champs and a little song called Tequila. So hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you next time.